And he was a Lithuanian, and I invented a son. The son speaks the poem. And the line that I always had and tried to write forever was when he says, day of shame, you know, the Americans have published this map no longer showing Lithuania as disputed territory. And he was practically crying as he was raking leaves out there. And it took me a long time to write the poem, I don't know after a while, but it's called A Pelican in the Wilderness. The NKVD is like the Ditto. It was an early version of the KGB. And the two occupations were the German and the Russians. A Pelican in the Wilderness. When the woman with the Mappa Mundi tattooed in her behind said, boys, the world is yours for the taking, I for one remained a skeptic. I knew the rich got to the table first and once done started on seconds. The rest wait their turn, blue with hunger, sucking on empty spoons. Two occupations broke my father, and I don't mean jobs. Then he fled to the promised land, bruised and burdened with an immigrant's heart. He lives in America for Christ, work, the bottle. Sits on the sofa half plastered, Sunday mass on the tube, in a vernacular only half understood. Once, I walked into the room and saw the old man kneeling on the carpet. He bowed his head to a flickering on the screen and then keeled over. Every month the old geezers gather to lick wounds from skirmishes no history book will ever register. After a joint, sometimes I join them, the intelligentsia of the old country, sweating in the grease shops of Oakland, alongside blacks and Chicanos, they too quickly learn to hate. Before the night is done, as if on cue, they will raise a silent toast to Petrus's letter framed on the wall. Written before he was neutralized by the NKVD, it brims with cheery news, but ends with this biblical non sequitur. We particularly like Psalm 102. You might call it their drinking song. I am like the pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I'm withered like grass. I remember the morning he came into my room. I knew something was wrong. Today is sad day, day of shame. The Americans have published a map no longer showing our beloved Lithuania as disputed territory. And then he wept. Our beloved Lithuania? It means nothing to me except some names, photographs, and a territory staked in his memory that stands between us and which I cannot traverse. That drunken woman offering us her bum, what else has history been this century?